It is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024, and you're listening to the Tuesday Catch-Up, presented by Gravy Train Productions and sponsored at one time by Barrel 41 Brewing. Nate, hit the music.
I don't know how to read.
At that point, not without beer, you gotta...
Give me pictures of Spider-Man!
I don't know how to read.
At that point, not without beer, you gotta come back with something.
The sauce is the boss.
Put some fucking headphones in!
You are listening to the Tuesday Catch-Up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tuesday Catch-Up. It was Matt's 30th birthday today. Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Thanks, we are officially done with the Tuesday Catch-Up Tour Day birthdays, which lasts three straight consecutive weeks from February to March. And it's quite the time. Thanks for letting us celebrate live on the podcast. We did celebrate live in person as well. A lot of listeners asked if we were going to be the ones to spoil that Matt had a surprise party last on Friday or on Saturday. Because last week, if you recall at the end of the episode, Matt said, so Matt... Anna's planning something. I don't know what it is. What do you guys think? And apparently, I don't remember this. Apparently, there was a long, awkward pause as the three of us just waited and didn't say anything.
No.
Well, Harley, Nate and I attended, so let us speak on this. No, I'm kidding. you weren't there. But no, apparently we did have a little bit of a brief, because I froze in the moment because we were end of podcast. I'm out of my riff meter was low. Mm-hmm. So I think me and Nate just kept saying, lean into it. Enjoy it. Lean into it. What does it mean?
Embrace it. I got a few phone calls that people's buttholes clenched when that question came up on the podcast, and they're like, "Oh, they're gonna spoil it." But dude, I was so delusional. I was so oblivious. That's the word I'm looking for. I was just along for the ride, and I didn't poke or prod because I was like, why ruin a surprise if there is one? But exactly. When I said that to you guys, I was literally just looking for ideas as to what you think she had planned.
Yeah, that's the worst thing is we knew exactly what was planned. Yeah, yeah. That's what made it so bad. It's like, what do you think she has planned? We're like, God, who knows? I mean, could be anything. It was very fun. Matt's sweet wife threw him a surprise 30th, and Nate and Annie flew in, the Steubing siblings. It was quite the little reunion at the house. We got to see the Steubing remodel. That was a very nice remodel. Let me say that your parents are knocked out of the park.
It is banging.
I was chatting remodels with someone, and they're like, "This is a remodel done right because you can see both genders at play here." He's like, "You got the big counter, you got this." He goes, "But Darno got his TV." He goes, my dad lost the remodel." He's like, "There's not a TV in sight.
It's a war."
Yeah, shout out Beans for calling out exactly. He's like, yeah. My dad gave up.
Darno went up in TV sizes,
dude. Darno was a winner all day long, dude. This guy, I mean, you guys have a cocktail, Harley. They have a cocktail bar with lighted cabinets now. I mean, it is bougie. Literally, I think that's the minute the last child moved out, they're like, "Let's start enjoying life." Like these now, the fucking mooches are going.
Dude, once nice the stuff. Payroll was off and things couldn't break as easily,
yeah.
Yeah. After there was no hospital runs and no college to pay for, they were like, "Wait a minute, we got some Skrilla."
What do you mean someone's not going to put their teeth through their lips? We can do the kitchen this year. Also, I mean,
when Matt shoots a nail through his finger, it's on his insurance.
Yeah, that's the major key, dude. And the thing is, obviously, Matt, being the oldest, you're like on your own insurance, you're well established. And the other two went geographically so far away that it's not a concern anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's
out
just
sight,
like
out of mind.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind, can do whatever we want to do a little bit. Yeah. Harley, my memory is not that bad. It's going a little bit, but it's fine.
I don't know.
Apparently, yeah, sugars.
You've been hanging on to that a long time.
I did.
There's 4 minutes.
Harley and I, this is another episode before we go into more of the surprise party, which was very fun. Harley, I send things to Harley to confirm sometimes, like scientifically, which is so funny to me that I just like trust him as the end all be all for science. And I saw a video this week. It was like, Alzheimer's isn't an old person disease. It's a fat person's disease or something like that. And I sent it to him just to be like, LOL, this isn't true. Right. And he's like, actually. And I was like, oh man, me eating sugar apparently is the reason I can't remember anything.
Zugger. Okay.
Your Zugger. Yeah, your Zutzier isn't too big of a problem.
It's hey, it's Zugga, Matt.
Shut up.
I don't care. That. I'm not clipping anything. This is an unclipped episode. Stamp
25, Matt.
Not happening. Yeah, there we go. Anyways, Matt had a great surprise party. A lot of people there. We did a lot of reminiscing on the stands against the police that happened throughout the like illustrious history of that friend group. All the times that we'd throw parties and the cops would show up and we would just like the Alamo hold our fucking ground. You just go lock
nobody
down
in, protocol. Nobody out.
Johnny showed up and told the story about how he shut the door on a cop's arm. It's like he said he had this. He was talking about how like we turned their house into a big party house for a while. And one night the cop showed up and this girl was leaving. And as she's leaving, she's like reaching back and saying goodbye. And then you see a cop just grab her and yank her out of the door. He just grabbed the front door and shut it as fast as he could. He's like, you got to sacrifice one for the many. Let her go.
Damn. No getting her back.
No. Yeah. Lost cause.
Also, I saw your dad absolutely butcher a couple pizzas, which was so fucking fun. he came up to me and he goes, it might be a little bit of the drinks. I watched him trash not one, not two, but three Papa Murphy's pizza hit the bricks. I looked at him. I said, Dan, he threw away a chicken bacon spinach, the one from the childhood, right? Like our favorite. Mm-hmm. I saw him throw it in the garbage and I wrapped my arm around his shoulder and said, hey, that's not going to happen again, is it? I was like, that's the last fucking time you're going to be doing that. Next time you consult me. Because I remember I saw him grab it. And I was like, oh, you bringing that outside? And then I saw him open the sliding garbage and just toss it in there. I just looked at him and he goes, yeah, I don't know what happened to it. I was like, I was about to eat that, dude.
Yeah.
Somebody cranked the broiler up to like 500. And some of them got a little toasty. Well,
it was too many cooks in the kitchen. We had pizzas going on the grill. And then there's pizzas in the oven. But what would happen is Darno would put the pizza in. And then your mom would come and turn the broil on to crisp it up. But not relay that to head chef Darno. He'd put in a fresh pizza. Dude, we had pizzas that were undercooked, but then overcooked on top, overcooked on the bottom, nothing done on top. Like, dude, we had pizzas all over the map.
And it was a gradient.
Dude, it was so
pre-made cocktails, dude. They catch up to you real hard and fast.
Yeah, everyone was so in the pocket, though. Like, I just remember your dad just like, I think he knew it and he hedged his bet by buying more pizzas because he looks and goes, whatever, we got more outside. I was like, that's the spirit. Like, who cares?
We're having I think we still now. Had three left or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got three, two of them in my freezer. One of them is the old school pizza you were just talking about. But I was one of the best moments was there's like seven guys all monitoring pizzas, right? Trump, I think you were there. And sure. Nate's like, there's no pizza on the grill. I'm like, well, I'm going out to grab a beer. I'll check. What's on the grill? A full pizza, baby. And he's like, oh, okay. Wasn't burnt yet, but his confidence level was through the roof. And there was a lot of confidence going around. There was a push-up contest at one point. Like it got
who did a push-up contest?
What was the number to beat?
About zero.
Low.
Was that after I left? Did you guys
say I'll send a live picture, but it was somehow Beans and Nate got into it, and Beans was drinking those pre-made cocktails.
Boy, was he.
And he goes, I send him the picture, and he goes, oh God. And I was like, he's like, I don't remember that. And two, all I saw was the white shirt, and that meant that I took off the sweater. And then you watch the live, and he just goes down and face plants into the ground. Like his whole body just drops.
Gave up.
Yeah. But he was it going is crazy knuckles. With booze. He was going knuckles on the ground.
Why?
Hardcore, man.
I feel that's like there's a certain level of drunk, but like as you drink more, your strength goes up. Like you have drunk strength, and then then your body lets go completely and you have jelly. It's such a fine line between like a hammered person running through a wall versus like not being able to do a single push-up is a very funny thing. Also, Beans was geeking me out because I knew he'd had a couple. Because me and him were standing there, he tells me this story. He goes, "This is important because it was like relevant to the conversation." He gets through about 7 minutes of it, and then he looks at me. He goes, "I have to be so honest. I don't remember why I'm telling you this." I was like, "God,
it's like that's awesome."
He goes, and then I go, "Whatever, man. Like we're good. We're watching TV." And I just hear him. He turns to me. He just goes, I shouldn't have done that. I was like, don't worry, dude, it's all good. It's like, he kept going, pointless.
you get to a drunk point of like, you get to a goldfish level.
Yeah.
IQ, where you're like, what was I saying 35 seconds ago?
Yeah. Oh, dude, he was giving me multiverse stories. We would branch off, and I loved it, dude. I was all, at one point, he was basically egging Matt on to tell a story, but then they would tell half of it, jump to a different one, come back. And I was literally sitting there like, ping-ponging my eyes back around. Like,
Darnold kept coming into the pit. Yeah, there was a lot of ping-ponging.
Oh man, there's nothing better than drunk guys trying to tell one long story. I feel like when you're drunk, like stories have to be a minute and a half or less, because if you're looking at a 2-3 minute tale, you have to like lock drunk guys down because they're so scatterbrained. They're like, oh, I gotta check the pizza, I gotta get a beer, whatever. Like, to line up people's attention spans is so hard. I literally have given up on stories after about 20 seconds before at parties and just been like, never mind, no one's gonna, this is never gonna make it to the end.
I never did finish my one where I shit in a garbage can at Soldier Field, but that was another day.
I don't think you ever started that one. I never.
Well, that's where it was going. That was where it was going. It was Hotel Montero, but we'll another day. I got other stuff to cover today.
We got other important issues.
Yeah.
You want to squash beef right now, Matt?
Well, I mean, while we're talking about the party.
Please.
Okay. I think it would be good. And well, I don't know if we want to start with the evidence first or if I should give some backdrop.
No, I think you got a backdrop. You can't just be like, evidence. He's got to be a crime you're accused of.
Well, guys, so my dearest friend showed up for my 30th birthday party. And I thought, you know, wow. You know, after Harley and the whole wedding thing, maybe this will be his chance to redeem himself completely. And Anna goes, I invited him. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then she goes, I sent a Facebook. It was a Facebook group. And he's in a group chat. Never heard from him. And I was like, that's Harley for you.
Oh, you never even responded to the group chat? Can I say something? Yeah. I wasn't even put in a group chat. We had Lucy and I were flying very blind. We kept asking Nate for details and he didn't have any. He just kept going, come now for all I care. I was like, Nate, it's 2 o'clock.
He was saying that at brunch the other day. And Harley, to be fair, I am 90% busting your balls here just because the evidence makes it even funnier. But those were the only details I had. And so I had to run with this.
Well, Matt, I couldn't communicate to you. Hey man, sorry, I can't make your surprise party this weekend. I have to work.
I would have understood. Sure. I would have understood.
I wasn't going to play spoiler.
That is fair. That is, you know what? That is fair.
Also, what's it like to have your brother come to your 30th birthday party? That must be nice.
Wow.
It was a shocker, dude.
Pay it forward,
man. Harley, I have it. Harley, I have it. You're obviously haven't held on to that at all.
Oh, you don't remember?
What was I doing? What did I miss your 30th for?
You're probably in Wabino, Wisconsin, telling jokes to 7 drunk
dude. Probably, I'm pretty sure that might have been it.
You could have been at Harley's 30th and performed in front of 14 drunk people.
Boom.
Yeah,
I could have gone to the Burke Bonner.
Ooh. No, Matt, I'm sorry. I'm glad it was a good time, though. Sounded like a blast. And you know I love you, buddy.
Wait, two more things before we do the evidence. Nate, you just said the napping thing. I talked to Nate at the party, and I go up to him, and I go, he goes, what is that in your hand? I'm drinking a Zocker Zepper. And I go, I need the caffeine, dude. I was a little sleepy before I got here. I was napping on the couch, and he just looked at me, and I was like, never mind. I was like, I wasn't napping. never mind. And the other very funny piece was we realize we're in your parents' kitchen and there's a giant bay window to the road and we have no idea how, like, where we're hiding to surprise you. A lot of ideas are percolating. So they push us into this back room and we're all in this backside study. And we realize after we shut the lights off and are all quiet that we have no idea what we're doing to surprise you. Like, no one has made the plan of like, are we jumping? Are we saying? So it was like, we all went off gut feel, dude. We're in this back room with a group of 20 of us just like standing still, like, what do we do?
Yeah, that was so funny because there wasn't a big escape route for 30 people. So it was just people just kept pouring out. And I was like, holy shit. Like a clown car? It's like, what the fuck?
Like, Someone from behind me goes, we should just scream as loud as we can. Like, not scream happy birthday, scream bloody murder. Can you imagine if you had walked in for dinner at your parents and 30 people scream at the top of their lungs?
That would have been wild. Yeah, that would have shocked me.
I think that might have actually scared you. That would have been amazing. But anyways, let's look at this evidence of what's going on with Harley.
Hey, Arlie Flakerson, shoe nice again.
Again.
Basically, I heard that you flipped without notice to Matt's surprise 30th birthday party. Who do you think you are? Well, well, well. This little stinker bailed. I heard you ate a frozen Little Caesars pizza from the Little Caesars dumpster. Sounds pretty good. You're way smart enough, Harley. Be more like Matt.
Dude, Matt, I'm gonna keep
doing this shit because it gives you an excuse to buy the most hilarious candy.
That's the guy who drinks motor oil, Harley, and he's disappointed in you.
And he looked judgy about that Little Caesar's pizza. What the fuck?
Yeah, he goes, he sounds good.
I'm pretty sure I watched that guy eat a real shoe.
Oh, God.
And he's judging what you're eating, Harley. That's how you know you got to change shit up.
That's rough.
Yeah,
Harley.
Go ahead. No, man. You go.
No. I was just going to say Harley and Shoe Nice in a food off battle or like most gross off battle would be pretty fucking funny.
It would be good. Best $14 I've ever spent to expedite it and to full circle back to Culver's. I put it in before we got to the drive through and I got it before we got through the end of it.
Dude, we could literally pay him to be a guest on the podcast.
We could. And it was his normal fee is $7, which has gone up since last time I ordered. It was $6 before. $7, and it was $7 more to expedite in 24 hours, which was really 8 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, that's worth $7. You literally paid it like, yeah.
It was fantastic. And when we were talking about, because at one point in our trip, Anna and I, Rybo texted Anna, like, on the side and was like, hey, like, I'm sorry, I can't make it, blah, 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 whatever. And I go, like, why is Rybo texting you? Because it popped up on the, you know, the Apple CarPlay. So...
I cannot make it to the surprise party.
Yeah. I didn't click it, luckily. And I just go, why is Rob? And she's like, oh, he was just wondering like what you wanted for your birthday, you know, and he's got a March birthday too. And good buddy. I was like, oh, that's cool. And just like, and I just let it be. I was like, whatever, like that's normal and stuff. And so we were just chatting. I was like, who else? And then she had mentioned you, Harley. And I was like, oh, and like within 35 seconds of her telling me this, I had Shoe Nice pulled up on a Cameo because I was like, this is the perfect time to follow up with Shoe Nice, dude.
Already writing a script. I like how he goes, Harley Flakerskin. So you flaked again. Like you're in detention. So you flaked again.
I am in detention.
Oh, that's so good.
So anyways, squash beefed.
Squash beefed.
Squashed beef.
Squashed beef, baby.
I tell you, no, it's an 8:30 podcast night. Brain is just like squashed beef, beef squashed, whatever.
Squashed.
Yeah, no, it's all good. I don't know. What else is going on, fellas? Any other notable happenings?
Yeah, but I'll let someone else talk for a few.
Nate, hard dog?
No, nothing. It was good seeing you guys. I wish I would have been able to see Harley, though.
Am I not good enough, Nate?
Nate, you're moving back.
You are.
Eventually,
after your indefinite paternity leave, you like 8 months in California, right?
Yeah, I think it's like something like 42 weeks.
God,
that's pretty fucking legit.
Damn,
that's awesome.
Kidding. No, it's literally a month.
You've been paying the Cali taxes, though. You should reap the benefits before you go.
I know.
I will say one of the highlights of future father Nate was he was running some baby names in the kitchen and he goes, Sherman, and your mom just stops what she's doing and goes, absolutely not. She goes, people will beat the shit out of that kid. And then she goes back to what she's doing. Like it was such a fun, genuine. She goes, won't be the grandma of that kid. Like so certain.
And Christina says that's a fat boy's name. So
Sherman is a fat boy's name. Dude.
It's absolutely. Right there. Shermanator, ask me about my wiener, 2 steps to getting beat up.
Yeah. It's crazy how a name can do that. Like you just name the wrong thing and everyone wants to kick your ass. Like that sucks, dude. It's out of your hands and you were just named like you were named Sherman and now the entire school is just like people who had like a name like a last name that's like dickless or dick so like you know what I mean like something so like close to a swear word you're like I guess my life sucks like that's I wish you could just legally change some of that stuff early on. Your parents just don't have that, you know, the foresight, you know.
Yeah,
They're just looking out for themselves.
There's a lot of pressure, Nate. A lot of pressure.
Yeah, don't fuck this up. Is. You get one shot at it. I think it's also weird. I mean, I get why we named them early, but like, you don't know if they're gonna like. I guess, do you guys subscribe to the thought of like they will grow into the name, or that the name makes them act a certain way? You know what I mean?
Grow into it.
Yeah. Like, above, there are some people that their name just doesn't match them at all. How does that happen? I don't know.
Yeah, but then you have people like Timothy Chalamet, and you're like, that person could not look any different than who that is. Like, that is a Timothy with two E's Chalamet right there. Like, there's no changing that at all.
I bet you that's a stage name. Now that I bet you that is. Let's look it up.
His real name is Tom Chameleon.
Jake Hurwitz.
Yeah, his real name is Bill. No, I don't know. Let's do Wine or Shine. Let's do some segments.
Well, I guess I could just whine about it. No, I'll whine about it.
It is time to whine or shine.
I'm gonna start. Well, you know, Wine or Shine, it's your favorite segment, everybody. It's the pillar that this podcast was built upon. You shine light on something you love, or in the general, or just this week, or you complain about it. I'm gonna do one right off the top. I'm gonna shine doing a white girl birthday. Can't do it every year. You gotta do it sometimes. I did a white girl birthday this year. By that I mean I had 5 different celebrations for the same birthday. Do it on, like, you pick like once every 3-4 years, do a white girl birthday. You celebrate the day before the birthday, the day on the birthday, you get a little treat with your mom. Divorced parents also. I mean, I'm so sick of people fucking complaining about their parents being divorced. It is not that bad. You get double dinner, double, like, the whole like double present thing is not a hack bit. It's fucking true. I got dinner with my mom and her boyfriend, and then I got lunch with my dad the next day. Like, that is so sick. And they didn't have to fight at public. Yeah, it's great. I mean, parents being together, pretty cool. But when they're separated, it's also like not that bad. So I did 5 different birthday meals. By the end, someone last night texted me and they're like, are you done yet? Like, can you stop celebrating your birthday? Because we held off. And go ahead, Matt.
I was just gonna say, and then Saturday, Lucy's like, yeah, we're going out for pizza, and like Dave and Buster's like, we're just having a day about it. And I must have missed that we're celebrating like Chum's birthday. So I had no idea that that was even like a part of the celebration. I had already written it off.
Related either.
Yeah. So we did because Monday was my birthday and I was busy the previous weekend down doing the rock band shit. So I'm like, let's save our friend celebration for the next weekend. Mm-hmm. And then I had comedy on Friday. So we're like, how about a Sunday fun day? Which, by the way, God, so good. You know, the sunshine is out. You're not late at night, all that stuff. Your day's not ruined. So we did a Sunday pizza, wood-fired pizza, and Dave and Buster's, which, like, dude, I am literally like celebrating my birthday like a child. I'm like, can we go to the arcade? Can we eat pizza? And then I like the free ice cream treats. I'll even let them sing to me, dude. I'm kind of over the people who are like, don't you dare fucking sing. I'm like, dude, let it rip. I like
being
when other tables
for shit is not cool.
Exactly. Yeah. I kicked a kid off the Mario Kart. Like, I was so jazzed up to be doing, like, being a goof, you know? So I did, highly recommend once in a while, do the white girl birthday, 5 different celebrations. You're going, everything's a treat because it's your birthday.
It's like the bang bang play, but for celebrations.
Bingo. Now, speaking of bad food, our weight loss challenge has hit the bricks pretty hard. We've hit a bit of a stalemate. Two strong weeks, and then it's been absolute mayhem. And I gotta say,
have you guys been radio silent though, or have you been telling each other the mayhem?
I think it's been unspoken. It's like mutually assured destruction. Neither of us wants to share what's going on our side.
I mean, I'm back to it. Even today, minus the cream I just ate, I had a pretty healthy day. Paul. So. But I did radio Chum though. I said, hey, just so you know, I'm going off the grid today.
Yeah.
Which I was. I had one bar of service and I'm like, I'm not tracking food. And so he's like, Roger that. So we're back.
I said, Roger that, not as like, Matt, you're off the hook. Roger that as far as like, Hayden, you're also off the hook. Like, Matt being gone, I was like, I guess if Matt's off the grid, I should have McDonald's.
As soon as one of you guys doesn't have like full Wi-Fi connection, you're like, guess I got to get a quick trip Glazers.
I was a little fucking piggy this weekend and I kept going, I'll work out. And I just never did. I was just like, not having Matt, knowing that I didn't have to send my calories to Matt at the end of the day, just allowed me to be my true, authentic self.
Sometimes you got to let that person shine.
Yeah, and I let him out. I even let him out today. He had leftover pizza today, and I'm about to pop Zevia number 3 in a minute here. I gotta keep the Zibes up, dude.
You're insane. Have you drink water at all now?
I gotta keep the Zibes up, dude. Do I drink water, brother? I'm back to the Zallen. Zallen Isaiah, dude. Anyways, I'll pass it on before I keep rolling. Harley, you're up.
All right, I just have a shine for us. And this one's a callback to Madison. I forgot to tell you guys this story. I think I might have told Hayden on the phone. Did I talk about the sardine can?
No.
Oh my god. So the shine is offensive odors that you find funny and other people find atrocious. I packed a can of sardines to Tyler's house. That's like an afternoon snack. And so we're sitting down to play 2K. And I cracked it. And within like 2 minutes, his whole apartment looked like sardines. Like, oh, fucking awful. How do you eat that? I was just sitting there laughing my ass off, eating sardines, and then whooped his ass in 2K. But I think it was... biological warfare.
He probably couldn't focus because you would eat a sardine with your fucking hands, then touch his controllers. He probably wanted to strangle you by the end.
A fork out of a can, and then I threw it out.
Dude, trying to run the pick and roll, and all you can smell is rotten fish.
Oh. Dude, it was just so funny because he was like 15 feet away when I cracked it, and he just goes, "What the fuck is that?"
And his neighbor's cat's trying to scratch at the door and get in. No,
this is coming from the guy who wouldn't eat a pickle because he goes, "Does it smell like it, or does it taste like it smells?" And I go, "No, of course it does. It's just vinegar.
It's a pickle, dickhead." Oh, Harley, you know you are dad, right? Like our dad used to buy this thing called Chubbs. They were like little disgusting fish with scaly little things, and he would buy them, and he got such a kick out of eating them. Like he would microwave them, so they'd stink so fucking bad. And then he would just microwave fish, eyes and all. They were entire fish, Chubbs, and then he would just eat their insides out while he was watching TV. And anytime you were like, "Dad, it's disgusting," he'd go, "They're gone."
Dude, that also, is some next level shit, bringing a can of sardines as a snack for later. Dude.
Yeah, packing a back pocket can of sardines is nuts, man.
Yeah, that's hard. That's fun.
I usually have a backup can at work too for emergency
lunch. You're the smelly lunch guy?
Oh my god.
That's what the Chubbs look like.
Those are Chubbs,
dude.
Oh my god.
I've seen those. I've seen those, dude.
And he'd microwave them. Imagine that smell in your house, dude.
They were like just metallic gold color.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They smell rotten. It smells like you picked a panfish out of the water and threw it in the microwave.
I'm not the smelly lunch guy, except when I did the sardines, and I will literally walk the sardine can to a different garbage can so the maintenance staff doesn't think I'm the one with the stinky lunch.
Harley, that's a stinky lunch guy move.
But
stinky lunch guy is like worse than creepy office guy, I think. Because stinky lunch guy is like, you don't want to dislike him, but he's doing his best to make you not want to be near him. Like he's bringing asparagus. And
I'll take stinky lunch guy over choose with mouth open lunch guy any day of the week.
Yeah, but I'm saying like stinky lunch guy, that's like it's in the, like they bring disgusting like leftovers from home where you're like, how is that even like, that's a bioweapon. What's in that container? Mm. And it has like their initials on it. Like anyone's actually going to try to take it. The fuck is that?
I think your problem is just with food that stains Tupperware.
Dude, don't like that either. that pisses me off. Someone borrows your Tupperware and then they bring it back to you and it's stained red with spaghetti jizz. You're like, the fuck is this?
Just ruined.
Ruined a perfectly plastic piece of Tupperware. Can I throw a quick bonus shine in?
Please
just because you already think of it. Watching your parents straddle the racial line at a restaurant is just like we brought dad to a place called the Cozy Corner, which is
the one that's spelled wrong. Kazi Corner.
Yeah. So we took him to the Kazi Corner, and it's a place predominantly ran by African Americans. It is a soul food place. And dad basically like was giving qualifiers as to why he was allowed to order collard greens from the waiter. And it was
to the waiter or to you?
To the waiter. He goes, "You know, I had these years ago and they were pretty good. And I think that I would love to try these collard greens again.
I'll have your grits with the mother."
Oh my god! I don't. He had some other lines where I was just like, "Shut up!" I was like, "Just what yeah. are the goddamn
rules?" Never interacted with one of them in his life.
No, but the thing is, they like black dudes love our dad. I don't know what it is. He's down. The culture is down with Craig. Every time they see him, they're like, mostly because he's just like a crazy dude. They're like, whatever. He's harmless, you know. But yeah, watching him navigate a soul food menu was killing me. Also, his favorite Caribbean jerk place, like we were all going to meet up at this place called the Jerk Joint. He pulled up there and it got shut down by the health department. So he was like,
oh.
I was like, damn, what were you trying to feed us?
It was probably the best jerk chicken you've ever had.
It was. Dude, I did. I got it one time. I did a little pickup there. I was like, it's actually pretty fire.
Nuts.
I got a jerk chicken quesadilla for like $1 basically. Oh, yeah. It was so good. It's so spicy. But yeah, he calls me as we're on the way. He goes, the funniest thing happened. There's a sign on the door that says condemned. It's like, oh, nice.
Shit.
Anyways. Yeah. Harley, let's get you some better scented food, huh? Cause yeah, then you walk around with sardine breath all day.
No.
Yeah, you do, dude.
No, I brush my teeth at work, of course.
Yeah.
No, I wash it down with a cup of coffee or like something sweet first.
Harley. Harley, the thought of you going from sardines to black coffee in the afternoon. Dude, your students must be like, I have to go to office hours. Like, oh, Professor Fish Breath.
He's like the kid in Charlie Brown, just like the dust bowl around.
No, he's the SpongeBob and Patrick episode. He goes, how can I help it? It's like this green stuff coming out of his door.
Oh shit.
I'm ugly and I'm proud. I'm ugly and I'm proud.
I will say right now I have the window cracked because for part of my dinner I was fixated and I was like, dude, I want crab cakes today for dinner with like a steak, and made some and cracked a can of crab, which I've done before. Good. My house reeks, dude, the entire house. It's awful. And not really sure what to do about it, so I'm trying to air this out.
Dude, Lucy's a big seafood eater. God damn. I mean, our house is always just like, you open the fridge, I'm like, oh. Like I literally have to play a game called Molder Fish. I have to like take things out and just like look around and be like, what is it? What is it this time? Oh, it's a 7-day-old scallop that's never been cooked. It's bathing in its own juices. Delicious. Yummy, yummy. Dude, I think scallops are the worst fish food out there.
What was people the texture you called good. It the other week?
God, I don't know. They're so gross, though. I don't remember what it is, but if I think of it again, I'll tell you. But it was in the moment. It was a in the moment hate of scallops. I didn't realize I've already done this on the podcast, so let me be done with it. But fuck scallops till I die. Zalops, dude. Nate, why don't you want to shine?
I'm shining. The morning wake up recap of your dreams. You guys all dream pretty vividly.
Yeah, last night was bad.
Yeah, So the other week, I woke up and I was like, "Oh my god, I had the worst nightmare ever last night." It was like one of those sleep paralysis nightmares where I'm like, in my dream, I'm awake, but I can't move, and like there was somebody coming in our bedroom to murder me and Christina, and I couldn't yell loud enough or move at all. And so I'm like laying in my bed and I'm trying to shout like, hey, get out. And I'm telling Christina that I was telling her that I had the nightmare. And she goes, oh my god, you were like screaming in your sleep. Like, and it sounded like you were crying. And she was like, it went on for like 2 minutes. And I looked at her. I was like, you listened to me go, hey, help.
Christina, help.
you just went, oh, I think I'm just going to let him keep sleeping. Like, save me, woman.
You don't wake a sleepwalker, dude. What if she won't kill me?
I was just having a bad dream. Like, say you could clearly hear that I was struggling. She's like, it sounded like you were crying.
Like, freaking millennials, dude. She probably grabbed her phone first.
I literally think of her recorded that'd be like, yeah, this is you last night. You're like, yeah, I was being gang raped in my dream because I was being killed.
I was watching the love of my life get murdered in front of me. I couldn't muster the strength to stop it.
Oh, shit, I thought you were shining, telling people about your dreams, which I'm like, man, like sometimes Lucy will remember her dream as she's telling it, and we'll be like 6 minutes deep, and I'm like, I have lost the thread of the plot. I was like, I don't think understand what this dream was telling you. Like, I want to get one of those dream books, and when she does, I want to like actually kind of like one time try to guess what the meaning of a dream is. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think? Do you believe in that? Like that every dream is like your brain telling you a message, or is it just like you just think it's just random shit?
I don't think it's random. I think it's like subconscious processing of emotions. Doesn't mean it's like prophetic in any way. It can be, I think.
This one where like somebody was coming to murder us and I couldn't move or like say something loud enough is like my worry that I'm not able to like protect my family, my future. Dude,
you're having your Anakin Skywalker arc. You were waking up. You're like, I can't save her. I gotta like, you were having, dude. You're, hey, let me tell you what, fear leads to anger. Anger leads to something. Regardless, you're on the path to the dark side, Nate. If you don't get
hard times, create hard men.
Hard men come fast. Hard men sleep good and think about their wives. I don't know. Our philosophy teacher in high school used to tell us he put an open offer out to the class that he would tell you what your dreams meant. I was like, that's kind of fucking weird, dude. I was like, you're just a long term.
Just walk in there is like, yeah. I was like, butt fucking my psychology teacher. He was loving it. What does that mean, sir?
Dude, he just grabs a gun. I was worried this moment would come.
I knew you'd come for me.
Prophecy.
movie villains, porn stars. I knew you'd come for me. The handshake. Whatever. I don't know.
Holds out a blue pill and a red pill.
Yeah. One of these pills will make you come.
I just learned, well, last night, Nate, I had a terrible dream too, and it was like had serial killers in it, and I was like guilty by association because I was buddies with this guy, and they were like neighbors, and they found all these bodies. I was like, I gotta stop falling asleep to the Dateline podcast. This is causing problems.
I had a nuts one last night where I went to a Trump rally, and and Nick Bezire and Mitch Bezire were like tied up at the front of the stage,
they were in my dream last night too.
No! Dude, they might die. That's prophetic.
They were like they were gonna get like sacrificed for Trump because they're like Democrats or something. I don't even know who they vote for, but you know, whatever.
That is so fucking funny that you're like, no, burn them, burn them again.
Holy witches, just light them.
On the first day, God said, let there be fire.
Light them up. I don't know. It is weird. I was thinking back on that. So I don't know why that guy who said he would read our dreams popped into my head the other day. But like our psychology teacher was there for one day and then she quit. And so this random guy would drive from Stevens Point every single day of high school and like was our psychology teacher. And he was like, he was an interesting little cat, dude. He looked like the big red guy from that mood movie where it's like all your emotions have it. He was the anger emoji, as we look like. This frame reference.
Real upside down triangle build.
Yeah. And red faced all the time. Dude, I saw him snap off a couple times. I was like, dude, I think you might need to revisit the hierarchy. I was like, you have not been enlightened. Also, being a public school teacher would make me want to fucking rage anyway, you know?
Big time.
I got a lot of ups for them. All right, Matt, I think you're up, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Please.
Unless anybody else has anything else.
I have one after, but it's a very fast one.
I'm going to shine, then I'm going to whine.
You love it.
My first one is I'm going to shine that, you know, I just think I don't have fear anymore. Friday, knew I was going to an off-grid cabin, didn't really know what the situation was for the bathroom, and yet I still went and got Taco Bell for lunch. I did not care.
You and your stomach have a great, you just have an understanding right now.
We're just like, we're going to go through it, whether there's running water or not, we're going to be in this together, and just did not care.
Also, I feel like that of all surprises, like if you're taking someone somewhere without running water, that's something you have to disclose. Like, you'd be like, it's a surprise, but also there's no running water. Like that's a fair lead in. But I also love your bravery to be like, it doesn't matter what comes. We're like present. Matt was rewarded for future Matt.
Exactly. And we had running water, thank God. But I tell you what, that toilet got some abuse this weekend.
Are you a pressure checker? Like, I'm a big, like, I walk in, I'll give it a like a test flush to see like what kind of strength we're working with before I dump.
How many wipes you? How many wipes you can get before you have to do cursing?
Well, that's I do not only this. I go in, so this is. Let me break it down for you. You walk into a place you haven't pooped before, immediately flush the toilet. Flush the toilet before even before it, so no one can ask you questions, and you see it, and you're like, okay, that's pretty good flush pressure. Or do we rise a lot? Then do we drop? Like, what are we working with here? What's we doing that? Then that's usually gauges if you're going to need to do a courtesy flush or how you're going to have to break it down. From there, it's three wipes and a flush, no matter what. That is standard protocol unless you see that it's got like tremendous flush pressure on the eye test. It is three wipes and a flush until you're done.
Large public toilets, those
public toilets abuse. That's where you just shit. You go like this with the roll. You go, you grab it, big wad, and just like dot your ass with it. But I'm saying like someone's house. I'd rather you're running the cycle,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Oh, yeah. Someone's house for sure.
Yeah,
yeah. Public this I went full rogue, buddy. I had zero fear.
Dude, imagine being in a one bedroom cabin and you've clogged the toilet. You'd be the sardine guy. It would smell horrible in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not put sardines in the same level as clogging up a one bedroom apartment.
You're clogging up the toilet of people's noses.
Critical thing. How do you think it got clogged? Somebody who's eating sardines.
Yeah. Yep.
Very
fiery. Hardy, I didn't know you were eating sardines. Like, I didn't know you'd fallen that far.
It started last year at Costco. During a year and a half ago.
Of is all the foods at Costco, that's what got you.
Is it bulk? Yeah, I get the bulk stuff.
It's the bulk sardines.
Oh, Sarah hates the smell too. I'll crack them in the living room and she like won't sit by me. And then I put lemon pepper on it.
Oh, oh my thought of you and her cat sitting there eating sardines together is very funny.
I do feed them a little bit. Oh my God.
Just dinner with the boys.
Oh, geez.
Harley, stop.
Stop what?
Stop being dad.
Getting my omega-3s.
Not being your own man. You're
getting my omega-3s.
Oh, dude, get one of those. Get the fancy fish pills. The little beads that look like you're like laundry pellets.
No, I like sardines.
Ugh, gross. All right, what else you got, Matt?
Guys, I'm gonna whine, and please. I had quite the pickle yesterday. As you know, I turned 30 years old at midnight. And about 12:30, I was up for a little bit. About 12:30, all of a sudden, I just hear someone's car pull up in front of our house or near it, and it's just blasting tunes. And they have a subwoofer in their car. And I'm like, all right, like, kind of wild, but I get it. And there's like, our street is a little bit of the Wild West. Like once a day, a horn goes off and it's a taxi taking someone to, I believe, a bar. I don't know. So it's like not weird to like see strange cars.
Commotion. Yeah.
It went on for a full hour. This car sitting out front, just blasting tunes. And I could hear it over. Anna goes just tuned it out. Like, and so she did the Alexa, like sleep sounds. We had a fan going, could not like stop fixating on it. And it was loud as fuck. Anna could hear it in the bathroom and it was at the front of her house. And so I'm just like, I'm losing it. After 30 minutes, I was going to call the cops, like not emergency line, just say, hey, there's someone like whatever. This can't be my first act as a 30-year-old
is calling the cops on someone. Dude, if you became a Karen, a
noise complaint, and I was like, coming from a kid who had subwoofers in his car, and I told Anna, and I was like, it's 1:30 in the morning on a Sunday night, and I like, and she heard me rustling around, and I'm like, I'm doing it, and cops came right away.
You did it?
Oh yeah.
And
it was insane. It was like EDM, and then you could hear like the voices in between were like, yeah, 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 here we go. Like, you know, that stuff. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Matt, I mean, I get it because sleep is precious, especially when you start rounding the older age, but Your first act as a 30-year-old was to call to be a narc?
It was my second act.
I busted that. Yeah. I got someone busted.
I literally was like, I had this huge mental battle of like going back and forth, and I waited, and I was giving this guy the benefit of the doubt, and I was like, I'm at 1:30. I'll give him a whole hour. Like I'm like waiting, and I just couldn't do it. And it was in the front of the group home. It was just someone who lived there that was like popping out to just jam for a while, and I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yep. Get the dude. Golf club out. Do you see what happens, Larry?
Nah, yeah. Man, I'm feeling the same thing. My neighborhood's pretty like where there's the neighbors across the street. The dude pulls his green Nissan up, which is very funny. Again, furthering the stereotype that all Nissan Altima drivers, they're all black dudes and then me. It's literally that's Nissan Altima drivers. And the guy across, he pulls his green Nissan up and he will play the world's loudest music all day long at the most bizarre hours. Today, I heard the music start and it was Lil Wayne, How to Love. And I scooched my chair back. I roll back and I'm looking out the window and it's just this thugged out black dude standing in his lawn with his arms crossed. That's it. It's for like 30 minutes. He was just standing there listening to music. And then at one point he's sitting on his car listening to music and his girlfriend just starts cleaning the lawn as he sits there and just like jams to music, just standing there by his car. Car's on the whole time. They do this all the time. And then we have the Fast and the Furious house across the street. They have the four loudest cars in all of Appleton, and they start them and work on them 24/7. I mean, the noise pollution on Canary and Appleton is fucking unbelievable. And I think sometimes they compete. It's something. I can't wait till, dude, I can't wait till summer. They're it so sounds funny,
like
dude.
You gotta film some for us, but it sounds like a smoke 'em if you got 'em scenario. Like, well, the neighborhood's already doing it, so might as well join in.
Pretty much. I cannot wait for summer because let me tell you, their house, they're a firework family, which I think is so funny. Like, doesn't matter they do fireworks every weekend. I literally at one point listened, I was like, it was like the fourth weekend in a row of living here, and I looked at it, I was like, they can't possibly be celebrating anything anymore. Right? Like, they're not just burning the supply, they're re-upping between weeks. Dude, they have bonfires, which is very funny because like you'll see like a bunch of like tinted windows pull up and then it's some bonfire. Like they're like it's just such a clash of cultures. Like they'll park in the lawn and then they all are just like having a bonfire, lighting fireworks off, playing the loudest music you've ever heard till like 1:30 in the morning. And I find it so fucking funny.
I love it.
That it is wild.
One day I'm gonna walk over, do the classic white guy thing, and have like some beers. Like, what's up, gang? Just like set my beers down and sit down. Maybe not that. I'll say hello, everybody. I won't say gang. That's not what I meant.
Howdy, you know fellas. What I
mean? How are we doing, boys? And then I'll sit down and
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I'd like to say I think you're really cool, and I'm here to stay.
The egg came first.
I ate a chicken, bitch.
No, it's good. That's fantastic, Matt. Well, you know what? You did the right thing. You might be a boomer now, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
It verified everything, and to be honest, I'm not upset about it, but it was quite the turmoil at 1:30 in the morning. Do I call? Do I not?
How did the operator take it? Were they like, we'll send someone right away, or were they just like, oh, you're telling on someone? You know, like they can be kind of dismissive, depending.
At
1 in the morning? That's fucking ridiculous, though.
On a Sunday. Yeah, she was super nice. She's like, all right, I'll let an officer know. And then within probably 3 minutes, I could see, like, the headlight. I didn't go look at it. I was like, I did my business.
No, you should have stood on the porch like a cop, like it, like, really claimed it.
Well, I did peek out a few times, like, prior to, like, see what the heck is going on. Yeah. But I would have done our Ring camera, but it was like low on battery, and so it doesn't do live mode until you recharge it. And so I was like, I was really bumming because I was like, "Fuck, I do want to like
hold the drama, dude."
Yeah,
but, Lucy checks the Ring door camera 19 times a day. I'll be working, and all of a sudden I'll see like the Ring doorbell active. I'm like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I just want to see what's going on." I'm like, why?
Yeah. Well, and. So Anna pulled up the police scanner afterwards, and they're like, "Ah, I think the guy just went inside," and that was it. Like we heard, like, but it was a noise complaint thing, and I was like, "God, that makes me old."
It is very old.
Yeah,
Matt, just get a megaphone and like cop noises on your phone, and poop, poop, right outside your window.
Oh yeah, yeah.
flash some lights.
Shut that music off. Like that, like just like it had to come through with that grainy voice.
There's been a few times where I've been like I've yelled like through our house, like through windows. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And Anna's just like, it's like, stop. Like there's some crazy people on the street. Like yeah. You can't do that.
Yeah, it's a scary thing. You yell, and then all of a sudden you hear a yell back, and then it's like, yeah. Damn. Yeah. It's kind of like dogs when you bark, because if the bigger dog barks, like you need to respond, otherwise they win. So dude,
that's what I was yelling at. It was this dude just leaves his dog chained up out front, and it barks at everything nonstop. Mm-hmm. It was out there for like 45 minutes just barking away, and I'm like sitting on the porch. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Dude, I have dogs, they bark, but I tell them, let's stop.
That's Mount Rushmore of bad neighbors is not latchkey kids, which are also annoying, by the way, like kids just being just dumb and like always loud. But people who let their dogs or their dogs can let themselves out. That is so, dude, it's like a big German shepherd just barking loudly at all hours of the day. You're like, God, somebody kill me. Like this thing. And it just runs up and down the fence whenever you walk by it. Like mm-hmm. There's so many of those in our neighborhood.
You nailed it. To a T, there's three beware of dog signs, and yep. He sleeps on like an old cot in yep. The front yard.
Yep, it's very junkyard-esque. Which I'm like, it's such a weird thing to be like, this is our dog. He's not quite security, but we kind of treat him like it. Like,
and I'm making my neighborhood seem to be like a total dump because it's not. But I'm giving you guys the spicy details of what goes on.
Because every neighborhood's kind of hiding under the surface. There's something. Yeah. There's always something a little going on. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure they say stuff about us. So,
was it? Speaking of latchkey kids, by the way, we had a little latchkey kid discussion yesterday at lunch. I found out I'm not the only one who had like a morbid curiosity towards like insects and amphibians back in the day. There were some stories getting told about someone like they. I'm telling you, I've never laughed so hard hearing some of the darkest stories. Gillis was telling some stories about like his friends growing up, like killing chipmunks and stuff. And I was like, oh, thank God I'm not alone. And I was thinking about when we put a baby toad. This is going to sound bad. Maybe I'll cut it. We put a baby toad in a balloon launcher and just sent it to the moon. Can you imagine being that toad? Like out of the grass, put in a balloon launcher, then sent the equivalent of like a plane like, oh my God. 6 miles in the sky.
It was for science.
And then he told us about one of our friends who will remain nameless on the podcast squeezed a chipmunk till it died.
Oh my God.
You think me killing a toad is bad? I was like, this kid squeezed a chipmunk till it died.
Oh my God.
Why is a chipmunk worse?
Because it's furry and like is capable of love.
Toads is a chipmunk capable of love?
Is he in a penitentiary now?
No. Toads aren't capable of love. I think you need fur and a tail to be capable of love.
Think that that's true.
Toads are absolutely. Have you ever kissed a toad? They usually turn into a.
They usually piss immediately.
Elephants don't have fur. They
you need to be
other.
Like a mammal. You need to be able to like have babies that aren't toads. Basically, frogs and toads just aren't cute, and that means they're killable. If it's not a if it's not a cute animal, you can kill it and not feel bad. Why do you think people kill geese? They're ugly. No one cares about them.
Baby geese are cute though.
We were also talking about some deer hunting stories. A lot of spots getting shot down.
I shot a spot. That was my first deer. It was real tiny.
We were talking about it. I told the story.
I hit it right in the spinal cord and in the side of the neck, and it like stood back up on its hind legs. It was just like,
all right, we don't need that.
All right. My tip over backwards. I didn't have to track it at least.
Grandpa. God damn it. It's a fucking baby.
No, he didn't care.
Sure. Well, he's seen worse. Kidding. All right. I don't know. Before we wrap this podcast up, I want to tell you guys, I found something out about myself. I realized this. Lucy finally called it out. I apparently bow when I leave conversations now. I don't know if any of you picked up on this.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. So. I fist and palm, and I do like whenever I leave a conversation, I go, all right, good to see you guys. Goodbye. And I bow like, very quickly and leave it. And when I finally said it out loud, like, or when she finally pulled it, she's like, yeah, you do it all the time and always to strangers. I did it, like, I did it to Beans's girlfriend. I did it to the entire party on Saturday. I literally said goodbye to Anna's family. I went, bye, guys. Great seeing you. Yeah, not great.
Oh,
so that's been a real development of mine.
I think you should embrace it.
I can't stop it. I know it's weird.
That's why, like, you should embrace it.
Cause, well, like, I don't know. I don't know how to leave conversations at all. I can't pull myself out of them as, like, the, you, like, know, this, you know, is a, this is a final act. Is a quick, like, hand together bow is a final, like, okay, goodbye. And you bow your head and you're right out of there. But right, you can't just, like, turn on a dime and walk out of a conversation. It's very autistic to just walk away during a conversation.
That's because I think that's the bow is more autistic. You try to cook up exit lines, and then, yeah, like, you think you have the perfect segue to an exit line, and then somebody else cuts in with something else, and you're like, God damn it, fucking, I got to cook up a brand new excuse.
Dude, when they take your exit ramp from you, when you see your conversation exit ramp get stolen by another person, you're like, fuck. Or if, like, you've ever been in a conversation, you can tell that multiple parties want to leave, and someone gets the edge on you and gets out of there first, and you're like, you son of a bitch. Like, I got to restart the 5-minute timer. Or you got to latch on immediately and be like, oh, we're also going to take off for some other obscure lying
right
reason.
Behind them.
Yeah, yeah. They've got my kids in the car. Like, some
Hayden's just third, and he goes,
I think you should bow to them and then stand there, like, really awkwardly and be like, it's customary for you to bow back. Yeah. And then when they go to bow, you go to the waist.
I just do a little baby bow, and it's so weird. I mean, think of that. You're like, you just met me. This fuck is like a big fat dude bows at you when he leaves a conversation with you. You just met. That's psycho. Honestly,
power move.
It's fat, whatever. I don't know. I also got laughed at because we started leaving. I said, I think we left at like 10:15 on Saturday night. We didn't actually leave until 10:40. Like, I hugged my first person goodbye at 10:15. At 10:40, Dylan and Tim walked by me and they're like, we got out before you. I was like, fuck you.
The Irish goodbye is the best of the best for that same reason. No hugs.
I couldn't, dude. I'm a big fan. I'm too much of a fan of everybody there. I had to say, I had to make my rounds.
It was a good crew. I know. It was crazy. I didn't even see Harley. Like, that's how busy it was.
It was crazy that way.
Man, yeah.
It's like he wasn't even there.
No.
Yeah. I was napping.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not be. I mean, I've attended enough parties since then that I think my record is clean. You did. Now.
And it was great to you, Jim.
We'll beef that squash.
Yeah, we'll beef squashed.
This squash beef.
Or squash. Yeah, squash beef. Beef.
Maybe. Squash beef.
Squash beefed. Whatever. Let's beef this. Let's squash this episode. Final thoughts. Let's beef this. Let's beef. All right, boys. Let's beef this squash. Final thoughts around the table. Matt, we're starting with you, birthday boy.
Man, you know, what an honor to round out the Tuesday Ketchup birthday gauntlet with a big fat 3-0 with all the fellas. You know, if you got to beef your squash, hire Shoe Nice. He is such a timely and considerate man.
Affordable,
and just for the people. And he'll even, you know, he eats grosser things than Harley and still will give him the stink eye at eating a frozen dumpster pizza. You know, like, rate, share it, have some fun. And, you know, don't be afraid to call the cops if your neighbor's being loud.
That's be a boomer, baby. That's your new goal. 30 years old. I want you to go to some restaurants and leave some reviews this week.
I only leave good reviews.
I know. Which is something we should talk about. I'll talk about it. We'll talk about it after this. Harley, final thoughts.
I have some things to think about the next week, namely how I look so homeless that homeless people stop asking me for money. And now Shoe Nice thinks my diet is gross. If Shoe Nice is scoffing at your diet, there might be some problems, despite how fun it is. It was a good soda. I can't even remember what else we talked about.
Sardines.
Sardines, dude. Mostly. The dreams being crazy psychology subs coming in and interpreting high schoolers' dreams until they find out he's gay.
Harley's doing a transcript. He's just kind of.
I'm just mentally processing it all. But thanks for listening. Subscribe to the Patreon. You'll see us on there.
If Shoe Nice finds out you eat sardines, you're fucking fried, buddy.
It's over.
You're done. Nate, final thoughts for the team.
What's up, shitheads? This is Nate from Nathan Nation. Just remember, if you see your significant other suffering a horrific nightmare for multiple minutes, or speaking out and crying for help and sounding like they're crying, do them a favor and just wake them up a little bit. Don't just sit there and watch. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Do what Lucy does and just punch me and then pretend to be asleep. I know she's fucking doing it.
Probably pretty lucky that she didn't like try and wake me up, because I probably would have like grabbed her neck. Yeah. Like, ah!
They're gonna kill her. She's like, who? You? Yeah, no. Yeah, I've Lucy's never woken me from a bad dream, but when I'm snoring, I know she does it. She'll punch me like pretty hard and then pretend to be asleep. And then I wake up and I put my CPAP on and I just like try to hide from her because I know she's pissed.
Like the wild thing is, you can, if you're sitting next to somebody, if you're sleeping next to somebody, you're never going to know if they're in a good dream or bad dream. But if it's, they're exclaiming loudly from their dreams, help me. That's a pretty good sign that they're having a bad dream. Okay.
What if you're just being tickled? Like what if in your dream? Something to think about. My final thoughts: all dreams mean something. Follow your dreams, and don't be the stinky lunch guy. That's all the advice. Join the Patreon. Fun stuff always on there. We'll tell more bad stories. And happy birthday, Matt. This has been the Tuesday Catch-Up, and you're all caught on. 1, 2, 3.